Runaway teenage girls across the Midwest say they were recruited for a prostitution ring, and at least one teenager may have been kidnapped. Detroit police broke up the ring this week, saying the practice amounts to slavery, and the FBI may now join this investigation. But as Shirley Jihad of Chicago Public Radio reports, this story also has at least one hero.
Police say 32-year-old Chicago resident Henry Davis allegedly lured teenagers into prostitution with the promise of earning money by selling jewelry. Police say he kept many of them in custody by using force, rape, and intimidation. Police say the scheme worked like this. Henry Davis targeted down-and-out runaway teens and took care of their most simple needs, like clothing and shelter. But he then told them they had to pay, first by dancing in after-hours nightclubs, then by performing sex acts. Officials say the girls were moved from city to city, guarded at all times, and beaten regularly. They also say the system amounted to slavery because the girls were forced to work, assaulted if they didn't, and were never actually paid. Police have been trying to bust the ring for months now, but couldn't find the base of operation. Members of the group moved between states frequently, often staying in hotels. But last week, the ring nabbed a teenager in a very public place, at a bus stop in downtown Cleveland. This girl was not a runaway. She was waiting for a bus to go home after work. They offered her some free jewelry, lured her to an SUV, then pulled her inside and took off. Police say that was the beginning of a hellish odyssey for her. She was held captive, beaten, and sexually abused over several days. But on Monday, the kidnapping victim made a bold move when several members of the ring went shopping for shoes at a Detroit mall. Officer Jose Ortiz of the Detroit Police Sex Crimes Unit says she found an opportunity to escape.
The girl sees an armed security guard in the store, and she breaks away and runs to the security guard and says she needs help. She's been kidnapped. She doesn't know these people.
The guard believed the girl, pushed the men out of the store, and went to the police. Now the guard is being celebrated as a hero. Police say the teenager who came forward may have been an exception because she wasn't a runaway. Police say for most of the girls, the prostitution ring served as a big, violent, dysfunctional family. Gail Gamoff McCoy runs Genesis House, a Chicago-based social service agency that helps women and girls out of prostitution. She says the scenario is typical.
The pimp will come to approach them and doesn't identify himself as a pimp and, you know, tell them that he will take care of them and provide for their basic needs. And I think that's the number one thing that lures them in. They're going to give them a place to sleep. They're going to give them clothing. They're going to give them food. And when you're desperate like that, that's a big thing.
McCoy says studies indicate teenage runaways in major cities get approached for prostitution within 48 hours. And she says circuits of teenage prostitutes operate all over the country. Detroit police say this prostitution ring spanned Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Wisconsin. Avery Friedman is an attorney for the 17-year-old who came forward. He says her action may help a lot of other young girls.
There's a fresh flow of young bodies or Mr. Daddy to take care of his customers with virtually no overhead. So this is animalistic. This is the ultimate degradation, and it appears that it's been going on for some time.
Detroit police officer Jose Ortiz says more victims have been coming forward now that they know Henry Davis, the alleged prostitution ringleader, is behind bars. For NPR News, I'm Shirley Jihad in Chicago.